The reflection for Christmas Eve is the Song of Love.
We have been wondering, when the bombs stop falling, when this particular war is over, and before the next one begins, when this season of celebrating Jesus' birth is over, when the Christmas pageants are finished, will anything really be different? Will we, individuals, churches, ministries, peace and justice organizations, be better prepared and more committed to teach the way of Jesus, the way that is counter to the dominant culture, the way of love, nonviolence, justice, and peace? Will we have the courage to do what we have always been commissioned to do, that is, to live the way of love? If not, what's the point of being church, or calling ourselves disciples of Jesus, or bothering with Advent? Not long ago, we found ourselves simultaneously reading the newspaper and the Bible. At that moment, it became crystal clear that God put each of us on this earth to love. Love and all that it represents is the different way. We grow into love by first learning to love ourselves for who we are, warts and all. We grow into love by embracing the truth that we are already loved by God. We can't earn God's love. It just is. Loving ourselves and embracing God's love is, for many of us, the hardest work we will ever do. Some characteristics of love that we have experienced.
Someone took the time to be truly present.
There is no judgment. People are accepting for who they are.
Those offering love are rooted and grounded in God.
When necessary, forgiveness is offered.
There is no need or desire to fix or to change anyone.
There is an element of mystery, a purpose beyond and greater than ourselves.
Often love is most profoundly experienced within a small group or community.
Truth and vulnerability are offered and accepted.
At times, no words were spoken, as if the silence itself is love.
According to Jesus' example, to be present, forgiving, vulnerable, honest, and compassionate is love in action. Love seeks equality, justice, and peace through reconciliation. The longer we stay on this journey with God, the less complicated our theology becomes. This Christmas Eve, our theology can be summed up in a few phrases.
God is love. God's love is for all, everything, everybody.
God desires our love and wants us to love all.
Jesus is love. When we imitate Jesus, we also give flesh to God's love.
Very simply, we are to follow his example.
Love one another.
Questions to ponder. What does love mean to you?
When have you experienced love, and what did it feel like?
What commitment are you willing to make to become more loving?